There is a movement afoot that has now gained legal footing. There was an election. He won, right? It was fair and square. The Electoral College is the system under which we agree to elect president. Whether we, you know, and all this stuff, really couldn't do too much. It doesn't matter. We agreed to it. We agreed to it. It is the system. It's immaterial whether or not it was perfect, or whether it worked to perfection, or whether we wish to have a popular vote. It doesn't matter. At that given moment in time, that's the system. That's the fact, Jack. That's the system we agreed to, the candidates agreed to elect a president. What you have now is the losing side refusing to accept the outcome of the agreed-upon system, of the agreed-upon method of electing the presidency, or choosing who was going to be the occupant of the presidency. That's a warlike action. As a matter of fact, I'd say that that is far more provocative than the assassination of a simple duke or whatever Ferdinand was and the Duchess in Serbia in 1911. Far more egregious of a provocation than that ever could be. Because it involves not one man, not one woman, it involves hundreds of millions of people. As a matter of fact, let's just go ahead and say you have a 320 million person country, as they call us, that is squarely divided, about 53-47. So that'd be 160 million per side. So give the majority a bump, so 170 million to 150 million. And a war has been declared. It is the war. How characteristic is this of the cult of death? This is Satan writ large. This is Lucifer's disobedience to Almighty God writ large. What are they saying? Basically, we will not serve. Non serviam in the Latin. We will not serve. We will not comply. So the war has already begun. The sad part is that people are not apprised that a war has begun. Now, what to do about it? This is where the arc of history is unpredictable. We don't know what is going to transpire, but I do know, and I can tell you, that in any other time, in any other epoch, what happened yesterday in that court, and then what happened last week when the judgment was passed down, is a war-like act. That's enough to cause a frickin' war, okay? Now, when I say that the war has already begun, Mr. Churchill, where's the shooting? The war has begun in communities. There is a community of despotic, diabolically inspired, and dedicated people that have already banded together and have agreed, if he tries to do this, we will not serve. If he tries to do that, we will not serve. If he tries to do this, we will not serve. If he changes this, we will not serve. If he encroaches into this already gained territory from Moloch, we will not serve. We will not serve. The precedent that has been set here is an abominable one. The only writer that I can find, or the only public figure other than myself that I can find that's bold enough and brave enough to say what has actually transpired, is Patrick J. Buchanan. But before I get to Buchanan, though, I'd like to read something to you that I wrote last night, and it's in today. It's on my website at mikechurch.com, and I invite you to go and read it and share it with friends and family. Here you go. Interestingly, though, because this is contemplative, what I wrote here is contemplative, and I meant for it to be contemplative. all of the other judgment pornosphere stuff that's on my Facebook feed at Mike Churchill fan page or on my personal page, it's like 180 comments on one little string there about this. Many people choosing the side that I'm surprised that they've chosen, but that's the emotional and the visceral part of it. This, as is to be expected, is the contemplative part, which, look, we don't live in an age of philosophy, okay? We don't live in an age of contemplative thinking. We don't live in an age where the world as created is given thanks to Almighty God because it's created and because we are chosen to live here in it. You know what? And before I read this, I was driving it. Did you see the moon this morning? See the halo around it?
Yeah.
Magnificent, huh?
Full moon.
Full moon, but you see the glow around it? We got just enough
moisture in the air, ice crystals in the sky.
Right. Just enough moisture in the air to give it a halo. Just strikingly beautiful
here. There's a lunar eclipse tonight.
Is there a lunar eclipse? I did not know that. Strikingly beautiful here at the 34th parallel, which is where we are, around about New Orleans, Louisiana. An incredible sight. It's so incredible, in fact, that when I walked out of my house this morning and started the old Wagon Queen family truckster up to start the defrost and all that. It's a little routine that I go through every morning. I start the car, put the defrosters on, heat the seats up, all that stuff, go back inside, get the coffee and all that. When I walked outside, it was about 20 degrees cooler than it was yesterday afternoon when I went inside, and it was nice and brisk. And I love this. Looked up in the sky, and there was that beautiful, absolutely gorgeous full moon illuminated by the, as I said, illuminated by just enough moisture in the air to give it a nice little patina, a halo around it. And I actually thought, what a magnificent and awesome and loving God that we had, that he created the moon and put it up there for our use and for our benefit and for us to wander and marvel at. Don't need to travel to it. Just need to look at it. Look how awesome that is. Your eyes go beauty. Your eyes think beauty. And that was my thought this morning. It was humbling, I might say. Now to what I wrote last night, and I flatter myself that you actually want to hear this, because you could go to the website at MikeChurch.com and read the entire string. But here you go. I imagine we're on the precipice of an internecine conflict that features sides drawn not by the old-fashioned notion of states, but by the new radical autonomy feature of communities. Does the inclusive community escalate hostilities towards the closed communities? If you're not keeping score, you and I are in the closed communities, right?
Oh, by the way, we are 3090. Parallel.
Oh, the 39th?
3090.
Okay, 31st then, approximately.
Look at the map. We're actually 30.4.
30.4, okay. I'm rounding here. I'm rounding, so 30th parallel.
And we're exactly 90.
Does the inclusive community escalate hostilities towards the closed communities? And then I parenthetically say, see the ridiculous irony there? And it is ridiculous. The errors of modern philosophy are again fully on display, as they were in insert 20th century human Holocaust country there or here. The result is going to be the same, but the goals of the tyrants are vastly different. As I said on this morning's show, the establishment's purpose is now on full display. The eradication of any authority not benighted by man. That is to say, the authority must now finally yield. Can you guess what that entails, 1794 French Carmelites? Signed, me. Now, Sarajevo, Brian Piacquadio, Brian, if I mispronounce your name, brother, forgive me. Brian Piacquadio on the Twitter feeds got it. Thank you, Brian. That's right, Sarajevo, great movie. Sides have been drawn. They're not geographical. And this is why people think that there can't be a war and there's not a war, because you're looking at a stratego board. You're looking at, okay, let me take this country over. No, I'm going to take this country over. The country is already divided. As Mark Kresnel says every afternoon, and he says it, I think, correctly, the country has already split. The United States is already, we are the Balkans. We're about to, folks, do you trust me? Sometimes I have these intuitions, and sometimes I'm able to predict things like Brexit and Trump's election. I'm telling you that the motion, the die has already been cast. The communities are at war. There is the war has been declared. And it's not a geographical war. It's not really or literally or figuratively speaking. It is not California versus Louisiana, but it is those communities of people that identify with Moloch and all that has been, quote, gained, close quote, for the cult of death since it began its post-World War II march of conquest here on this continent. All that has been gained, there's two sides now. There are people that have resented the gains and have known that they were wrong and known that they were the work of Moloch, of Satan, of Lucifer, of Baphomet, whoever you wish to ascribe the name. And there are those that have claimed the territory, the people that murder babies, the people that marry sodomites, the people that endorse sodomites, the people that promote mutilation of children so they can change their gender, the people that promote non-stop, never-ending, wholesale divorce. The people that promote and profit from the destruction and disintegration of families. The people that destroyed any hint of classical liberal education so that its replacement can be inserted. What's that? Public schools. All that they have gained, they're not going to give back, and they're willing to fight for it. Make no mistake about it, my friends. They are willing to fight. They are willing to kill if they have to. We've already seen that they're willing to destroy any private property that's not theirs because it doesn't matter to them. There is no such thing as private property. The law is what they say it is. The law is what their predecessors have said it was. And if you try to stop it, roll it back, contravene it, push back against it, you're then the enemy. The war, my friends, has begun. First shots have been fired. And now, this is where it gets really, really diabolical here. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're keeping score here. They've actually scored a legal victory here. They actually have scored what is being promoted by the diabolical cult, the has-been media and cult of death that resides therein, as a legal victory. In other words, one part of the election of Donald J. Trump has already been refuted. It's been repealed. It's been rejected. It will not go into effect.